Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello, friends. We've been talking this week about what it means to be born again. One aspect of this great salvation that God has offered to all of mankind is that it must be accepted for it to be in effect in a person's life. Martin Luther once said, "The life of Christianity consists of possessive pronouns. It is one thing to say Christ is a Savior. It is quite another thing to say He is my Savior and Lord. The devil can say the first, but the true Christian alone can say the second." This aspect of accepting and embracing and receiving Christ as our own personal Lord and Savior, and accepting the work that Jesus Christ did on the cross as full payment for the penalty of our own sins, which deserve the penalty of death, is what determines whether or not a person just has a knowledge of Christ as Savior, or whether they have truly accepted Christ as their Savior and become born again. Back in 1830, George Wilson was convicted of robbing the U.S. mail, and he was sentenced to be hanged. President Andrew Jackson issued a pardon for Wilson, but Wilson refused to accept it. This put the prosecutors and those who would be charged with carrying out the sentence in a quandary. The matter eventually went to Chief Justice Marshall, who concluded that Wilson would have to be executed. "A pardon is a slip of paper," wrote Marshall in his decision, "the value of which is determined by the acceptance of the person to be pardoned. If it is refused, it is no pardon. George Wilson must be hanged." In this case, the pardon was made available, but the pardon was not accepted. In the case of a person who is a sinner, which is all of mankind, according to Romans, that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, the pardon was made available when Christ died on the cross nearly 2,000 years ago. But the pardon must be accepted in order for it to be in effect. Salvation is a free gift offered to man by God. To accept the gift requires only one thing: that you believe that God provided a way to restore your relationship with Him through the offering of His Son, Jesus Christ, in your place. The gift was given because of God's unconditional love and mercy toward you, not because of any good thing you have done or any good thing you would do for God in the future. You cannot earn God's love, forgiveness, approval, or salvation. Many people feel like they have to perform certain good works or clean up their lives first in order to receive forgiveness from God. This is a deception. God loves you unconditionally. If you will accept the gift He gives, He will help you clean up your life. Romans 5:8 tells us, "But God demonstrated His love toward us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Jeremiah 31:3 tells us, "I have loved you with an everlasting love, therefore I have drawn you with loving kindness." It is God's loving kindness, that unconditional love, that draws people to Himself, and it's what reaches out to people even this very moment, offering this gift of salvation, of deliverance, of forgiveness from sin, of a new life in Christ. This amazing unconditional love that isn't based on our performance is what draws people to Jesus Christ. Max Lucado, in his book, No Wonder They Call Him Savior, told of a true story that illustrates a picture for us of unconditional love. He spoke of a young girl named Christina who lived in Brazil in a very poor neighborhood in a village, and she desperately wanted to see the world. She was discontent with her humble home where she lived, sleeping on a pallet on the floor with only a wash basin and a wood-burning stove, and she dreamed of a better life in the city. One morning she slipped away, breaking her mother's heart. Knowing what life on the streets would be like for her young, attractive daughter, Maria hurriedly packed to go find her. On her way to the bus stop, she entered a drugstore to get one last thing: pictures. She sat in a photograph booth, closed the curtain, and spent all that she could on pictures of herself. With her purse full of little black and white photos, she boarded the next bus to Rio de Janeiro. Maria knew Christina had no way of earning money. She also knew that her daughter was too stubborn to give up. When pride meets hunger, a human will do things that were before unthinkable. Knowing this, Maria began her search. Bars, hotels, nightclubs, any place with a reputation for prostitutes or streetwalkers. She went to them all, and at each place she left her picture. Taped on a bathroom mirror, tacked to a hotel bulletin board, fastened to a corner phone booth, and on the back of each photo of herself, she wrote a note. It wasn't too long before her money and the pictures ran out, and that heartbroken mother returned home. She wept as the bus began its long journey back to her small village. It was a few weeks later that young Christina descended the hotel stairs. Her young face was tired, her brown eyes no longer dancing with youth, but spoke of pain and fear. Her laughter was broken. Her dream had become a nightmare. 1,000 times over, she longed to trade these countless beds for her secure pallet on the floor of her humble home in the village. Yet that little village was in too many ways too far away. As she reached the bottom of the stairs, her eyes noticed a familiar face. She looked again, and there on the lobby mirror was a small picture of her mother. Christina's eyes burned and her throat tightened as she walked across the room and removed that small photo. Written on the back was this compelling invitation: "Whatever you have done, whatever you have become, it doesn't matter. Please come home." And she did. I love this story from No Wonder They Call Him Savior because it gives us a picture of how God looks at the sinner. And he reaches out with his unconditional love and he says, "No matter what you've become, no matter what you've done, come home." But God demonstrated his own love toward us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. God does love you unconditionally. If you'll accept the gift that he gives, he will take hold of your life. He will forgive you of your sins. He'll cleanse you from all unrighteousness. He will make you a new creation in Christ Jesus. The old will be gone and the new will come. He'll give you life from God that will transform your life into something you could never have imagined. You truly can become a new creation in Christ Jesus by accepting his offer of love and forgiveness. But you have to give up the reins of your life, the lordship of your life, to God himself. It is done by very simply coming to God, confessing your need for him, acknowledging that you're a sinner who needs a Savior, and asking the Lord to come in, cleanse your life, fill your heart with His own presence, and receive you as His own child. If you confess with your lips Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. For a man believes with his heart and so is justified, and confesses with his lips and so is saved. Follow me in prayer right now if you need to give your heart and your life to God. Say, Father, I know I'm a sinner and I need a Savior. I ask you to forgive me for all of my sins. I believe Jesus died for me and that He paid the penalty for my sin. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. I ask you to lead my life. Make me your own child now. Thank you for saving me. Help me to follow you all the days of my life. Welcome to the family of God. He loves you. Now begin to pursue your relationship with Him by reading His Word, praying daily, and finding a Bible teaching church where you can grow in the grace and in the knowledge of the Lord. That's all the time we have for today. This is Rita Langland encouraging you to have a victorious week. Hi, thanks for listening today. I would like to invite you to prayerfully consider becoming a partner with Hidden with Christ Ministries. We call our partners Supply Keepers. Call us at 1-866-HE-HEALS or email us through our website and let us know that you'd like to become a Supply Keeper, helping to disciple the nations before the return of our Lord.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.